Good morning. The mind-changing stories are coming on our website at thetakeaway.org. I was up in the air until I saw Hillary pander to wrestling fans on Monday night. I'm with Sheffield Robinson of Phoenix, Arizona. Now I've decided to move to London. And McCain had my support until I saw Obama on The Daily Show. America needs a funny president. The senator is hilarious.
I keep changing my mind on whether or not to register every week. Yes, I should do it. Wrestling fans need a voice in this election. We need health care, too. That's Wilson Jones, Burlington.
Well, you know, if you've changed your mind, if you've been lobbied, if you've gone from one side to the other during this very long campaign, we want your story at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Perhaps you've been lobbied as intensely as these folks are lobbying their parents.
I'm Nicole, and I've tried lobbying my parents for, like, a couple weeks now, but it doesn't work on them.
They don't like the older people. They don't like a woman being president. And I don't think they're ready for somebody black to be president.
Mom, I think McCain, he's old, so you shouldn't really vote for him that much because he might pass away while he's president.
Mom, Dad, you better vote for Obama. He would make a much better president than Clinton because all those things Clinton has done, well, like saying she was under sniper fire in Bosnia. She might have misremembered it. She might not have. But Obama has never done anything like that.
Some of the fifth graders from Jan Kunkel's class in Boiling Springs,
Pennsylvania. They sound like 50-year-olds, not fifth graders.
They're lobbying their parents. We gave them the assignment. Lobby your parents.
Bosnia. Most of America doesn't know where Bosnia is.
They stepped up. We've had this relationship with them all through the campaign. Tony Norman's with us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. What do you make of that part of the state and these parents, really stubborn in the wake of their kids' lobbying efforts?
You know, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, how many parents, even the most enlightened parents, listen to their kids? We all like to presume that we know far more than them and that they have to listen to us. It's just a stubborn, old-fashioned holdover from millions of years of evolution, I guess.
Well, you know, actually, these conversations that we've had opened an amazing window between kids and their parents. These kids were surprisingly candid about conversations they've had with their parents. Here's another example. Listen to this.
I'm Ellie, and I thought that we should pull out of the war. And so I told my mom that, and she said that it was a bad idea to do that because it was just kind of giving the terrorists basically an invitation to come over here and, like, bomb us and everything. So she really lobbied me, and, like, she just kept on going on with reason after reason after reason of why it would be a really bad idea.
So great. I just love how these kids talk about having real political conversations with their parents.
I know.
That first kid sounded like he or she lived in the Bush White House, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to that story. It was very, very riveting and poignant. I mean, I didn't know what to say. It's just interesting, though, how all these kids and their parents have stepped up. We're going to be back after a break. Tony, stay with us.